Good evening. It's great to be with you. And at this hour, Tropical Storm Ian is rapidly strengthening in the Caribbean and bearing down on Cuba. The storm is forecast to reach hurricane strength as early as overnight and could make landfall along the Gulf Coast of Florida by Thursday or Friday. President Biden preemptively declared an emergency for the state, making federal government assistance available as the storm draws closer. Meantime, in Canada, residents are reeling in the wake of Hurricane Fiona. The storm washed homes into the sea, and hurricane-strength winds tore apart homes and toppled trees. Hundreds of thousands of Canadians remain without power, and the Canadian military has been mobilized to assist in the recovery. Officials there say it will take months to rebuild. In Italy, polls are closing at this hour as the country chooses a new government that could be both historic and could pivot the nation toward far-right leadership. Opinion polls suggest that Italy could pick its first ever female prime minister, Giorgia Meloni. She is the leader of the far-right Brothers of Italy party, which has its roots in Italy's 20th century neo-fascist movement that emerged after the death of fascist leader Mussolini back in 1945. And violent unrest continues in Iran following the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody for wearing her hijab improperly. Iranian state TV has reported at least 41 protesters and police have now been killed since violent clashes began earlier this month. It's been the largest anti-government demonstration seen in years. Demonstrations in solidarity have occurred elsewhere in the Middle East, Europe, and even here in the U.S. And Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge shattered his own world record in the Berlin Marathon earlier today. The 37-year-old runner finished in 2 hours, 1 minute, and 9 seconds. That's 30 seconds better than his previous world record set in 2018. Kipchoge is also the first person to ever run a marathon in under 2 hours, but his time was not recognized because it was on a controlled course. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, a closer look at Florida politics and the upcoming midterms, and a conversation with rising soccer star Olivia Moultrie of the Portland Thorns.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.